What's up, everybody? Welcome to Audio Oddity. I'm your host, Rocky, here with my lovely, lovely co-host, Em.
Hello.
What's up, Em? Why you always laugh? You know what I'm about to say.
What's up, Em? Like, what?
Yeah, what's going on, Em?
Nothing.
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 Is it throwing you off because we're recording a little earlier this week than normal?
Yes. It always throws me off.
I know. I was just getting used to the Friday thing and then like some stuff came up. So now we're recording on a Thursday evening. And
it feels way out of whack.
Yeah, it kind of does. You're right. It does feel kind of out of whack. But we're going to soldier on. Did you just spit into the mic?
No.
Is that what you, I heard a sound.
I know. I was trying to get something on my lips, so I did.
That is not podcast etiquette. I'm sorry.
Podcast etiquette?
Yeah.
Were you taught podcast etiquette?
Well, excuse me. I went to the prestigious University of YouTube. And
they should actually have that. I think someone made a story on that.
And they said you're supposed to edit out all the ums and the puhs and the something else and all that. And although I do none of that. Although I do none of that, I do know podcast etiquette. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, this isn't podcast. I'm burping to the mic to prove it.
Do not burp. That is disgusting.
Pull my finger.
No, not because of the sound. Because, like, I might get that mic next time. And, I don't exactly have, like, my own personal mic. I just grab whatever mic is in there, you know, because they all do the same
whenever
thing.
Whenever we get the money, I'm going to buy myself a pink mic.
A pink mic.
A light pink mic, to be clear.
A light
not
pink
any dark
mic.
Red or not any dark pink because it looks tacky. But
okay, baller, still got all the money. Go ahead.
Then I'm gonna get it glistened. You know what I mean? Glistened.
Okay, you talking big money.
Then my nails done. So then whenever we do YouTube, it's just gonna be my nails.
Oh, just your nails on the mic?
Nails. No, just my nails and like no face above, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay. All right.
No,
you
just
got big,
shoulders.
Just shoulders and nails?
Yeah, shoulders and nails.
That'd be a good podcast. Welcome to the Shoulders and Nails podcast.
Today, we talk about the...
That should be your Twitch name, Shoulders and Nails.
No. Stop.
Who are you watching on Twitch? Shoulders and Nails. That's hilarious.
Love that.
Okay. Anyways, today, we're going to be talking about PlayStation Project Spartacus is finally revealed, and Halo Episode 2 review, and a few news stories. But first, where do they find us? That's your cue.
That voice crack. Across all major platforms or podcasting platforms at Audio Oddity, and all social media at Audio Oddity.
Okay.
And except for Twitter, which is...
Oh, God. Here we go. Okay.
It's Oddity Audio. Yeah.
I understand how that happened to you because I was creating something else for another project I have coming up. And then I was making a Twitter for it and it reversed the name like defaultly.
You did?
It did. Like when you
I did put it right.
No, like your at name on it reversed it defaultly.
Why?
By default. And I looked at it, I was like, ooh, no, I don't want it that way. And then I changed it back to read the right way. I don't know why it does that.
Why can't we just fix it on Twitter?
I don't know if you can. I'm sure I can. It's us now. That's who we are.
It's us.
Yeah,
that's who we are.
It's just who we are now. Yeah, it's who we are now.
You can find us at gmail.com.
Why would you?
You can find... No. I'm messing
I
up.
Think you
you're,
can find...
You're making me laugh. No.
You can find us at gmail.com.
No, you can find us at audioaudity@gmail.com. You can email us at audioaudity@gmail.com.
That's not even right.
Yes, it is. It is right.
Is that our email address? Are you sure about that?
Audioaudity?
audioaudity@gmail.com. Yeah, and
you decided to put podcast in the name is my fault.
Yeah, and you can also find everybody who has a Gmail account at gmail.com. Might as well plug everybody. If you have a Gmail account, find you at Gmail.
Send us your Gmail account. We'll log in.
All right, let's get into it, Em. So, Em.
Yes.
Do you like Game Pass?
I love Game Pass. I play all my games on Game Pass. I don't buy games.
Well, what if I told you PlayStation had something very similar?
I knew that already.
Yes, but do you know what it includes?
No.
Aha, you don't know the details. So guess what, Em? For our first story, I have the details of the code word Project Spartacus. It's the new... I'm going to read it, and I'll tell you why. I don't think this is a Game Pass competitor, but it's their new way of doing... Basically, they're combining PS Plus with PlayStation Now, right?
What's PlayStation Now?
Yeah, exactly. That's why they're combining it.
Oh.
Because of that question right there. All right, so now PlayStation Plus is separated into three different tiers now, right? Mm-hmm. And each tier, it gets better and better, right? So basically, the first tier of this, right, is called PlayStation Plus Essential, which is pretty much what I have and most people have right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get 2 monthly games, exclusive discounts, cloud storage, online multiplayer. Pretty much that's what it is. And you pay the same $10, you know, $10 a month. $24.99 every 3 months, or $60 for the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically the same thing they got going on right now, right?
Yeah.
So let's get to the new stuff that came in, right? So if you feeling like, you know what? I think I can do better than that, right? So then you can go up to the PlayStation Plus Extra. That's a lot of P's. PlayStation Plus Extra.
PlayStation Plus.
And I just pop in all the pieces. So it is. So PlayStation Plus Extra, which includes everything, you know, of course, that you get now and the Essential plan, right? And it also provides you with, it adds another catalog with 400 of the most enjoyable games from PS4, PS5. Their words, not mine. So you get a whole nother set of games. So pretty much this one here includes kind of like PlayStation Now, which PlayStation Now was, since you don't know, was the original kind of Game Passy thing they had where you can play all, you know, you pay a fee and they provided you with all the PlayStation games and, you know, kind of like it was like Game Pass, but you didn't get like games day one and they didn't have new games coming all the time and stuff like that.
So it was
it was older games, but they put like Last of Us 2 on there and everything. But my thing with that, with PlayStation Now, like they didn't advertise it. Like,
know about it?
It was just there. I mean, you knew about it if you was like in the.
If
you had PlayStation, of course you knew about it.
Tweeted about it or something like that, but like you wouldn't figure it out.
My wife knows about Game Pass. She don't play video games, but she knows what Game Pass is.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Ask her what PlayStation Now is. It's deer in the headlights. It's what? what is that? So that's what I'm saying. They didn't promote, advertise, like, you know. So the second tier, which is called PlayStation PlayStation Plus Extra, that's going to add a library of 400 games to it, right?
400 games?
Yeah, 400 games. That's what I'm saying. They're including like kind of the PlayStation Now element into this second tier. Right.
Okay.
That one's gonna cost $14.99 a month. $39.99 every 3 months, quarterly they call it, and $100 a year. $99.99 a year, which is $100 a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so you get all the stuff from what you get now, plus you get a catalog of 400 games. So it's like having a Game Pass. So that's like that. So then,
would you get it?
I'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
So then we get to the highest package you can buy, which is called PlayStation Premium, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Which you get everything from the other, you know, from the other two things we just discussed, from the Essential and the Plus, right? It adds another 340 games on top of your 400, right?
Okay.
So math carried it to under some. So we're talking about 740 games, right?
Yeah.
Now that you get, plus you get, I think the other one has this. Let me include this. This is very important. All the PS3 games, you can only play them on the cloud. And that's because, I'm not going to get into the technicals, but basically it's because how they made the PS3, and it made emulating games very hard. So you only could play those on the cloud, right? Mm-hmm. So, but then you also get the catalog of classic PS2 and PSP and PS1 games. So they include that also. And then you get cloud streaming and what else you get in here that's extra. You can also stream on your PC with this plan. And you get time limited game trials, so you can try a game before you buy it.
How much is this?
So that plan is $17.99 a month.
Still not horrible.
$49.99 every 3 months, or $119 a year.
Not horrible.
No, it's not horrible. Now, so the thing, the mood on Twitter was, not too many people were overwhelmed. Even the people that I know that like PlayStation, kind of like, eh.
Okay.
I will probably get this because this is kind of what I do, So I'll probably get this. I'll try to hang on to it. I don't see me getting as much enjoyment out of it like I do Game Pass. And it's not because of like the game suck or anything like that. It's just that, we have three Xboxes in the house. Four Xboxes in the house. And, that's where I play with my kids and all that. So, that's probably why I'll get more usage out of Game Pass. Now, I can see this being, and I'll probably go ahead and get the highest tier just because I like having everything. And if I don't get the highest tier, I'm sit there and go, man, I bet it's some good on that premium. In reality, I really want to play some old PS2 game right now, which I really don't.
Unless it was Nintendo. Like, if Nintendo had Nintendo a Game Pass.
Nintendo has Nintendo Online, which is, they have all their, like, older games on there.
Nintendo did pay for Online that. Is so stupid to me because, like, okay, I'm going to, like, uh-oh. I don't know. I don't need to say this like that, but, like, I don't know. Maybe this comes out of, like, miseducation, but, like I can't play any online games. Like, let's say I buy the game Minecraft on the Nintendo Switch. You can't play multiplayer or anything like that unless you have online.
That's what anybody, though.
But no, you don't have to do that for, let's say you buy a game on Xbox, you can play with someone else without having like.
What do you mean? Like multiplayer?
Yeah.
No, without Xbox Gold or
really?
Game Pass Ultimate. Yeah. I don't think. All their free to play games, I think they went free on now. Like if the game's free to play.
Mm-hmm.
But like Call of Duty's and multiplayer, you gotta have like Xbox Game Pass Ultimate or you gotta have Xbox Gold Live or you gotta pay for that.
I know it exists. I just didn't know what it was for.
Yeah. Oh yeah, just because you don't pay for it and I do, don't mean it don't exist. But yeah, even PlayStation, you gotta pay for that online. Everybody, you gotta pay for that online.
That they seems stopped so giving trashy to me. I don't know. Like I don't like it.
They stopped giving online away free a long time ago. I will be getting the highest thing and I'm going to try it out. I'll probably go for the 3 month at first just to, try it out, see if I actually use it. And will I stick with it? I don't know. Maybe.
Enough
value. That's what it's going to come down to. What games is on there? So I don't view this.
Flappy Bird on there. I'm done. Like, that's it.
They're not going to have like Angry Bird, of mobile games. No, but
that'd literally be such a kick in the throat.
So this is a little, for me, it's a little different than Game Pass, because Game Pass is something different. Game Pass
doesn't have as many games, right?
What? No. Well, Game Pass brings their like first party games, first day is on Game Pass. Halo came out, you can play it on Game Pass the first day. PlayStation ain't bringing God of War. You ain't playing God of War. Yeah, that ain't going to happen. So that's the major glaring difference. And PlayStation might do this. They might compete just like Xbox is doing to get like third party games. Like they had that game Tunic come out on Game Pass and
It Takes Two was out on Game Pass.
It Yeah, it came a little later though.
Did it? I thought it came out right away.
No, it didn't come out right away. It came a little later, but they got it pretty quickly. You know, it came pretty quickly to Game Pass.
How long? Like a month? Or a couple weeks?
It was a couple months. But yeah, so stuff like that. And PlayStation might do the same thing. But the main thing is, I wonder if they're going to like advertise it. Like, you should see Xbox on Twitter. They be pushing that Game Pass, boy. They be coming up with jokes and memes. And every time a game drops, check out these games we got. You can't go no. You cannot scroll up your feed
without seeing Game Pass.
Hey, hey, check it out. Look, hey, we Game Pass. You know, hey, over here, buddy. Come play.
I think because Game Pass has had it for so long, though.
Game Pass has been around. It's been around a little bit now. Not long, long, but a little bit. But even from the beginning, I've been a Game Pass member. You know that. I've been there.
You mean, I think it's because they pushed it into the end. Like, they pushed it from the beginning and pushed it into the end.
Yeah.
Like, they're still pushing it.
And they're getting better. Yeah. I remember when Game Pass had, you know, very little on there, but it was a good service. I always thought it was a great idea.
I was alive when the Netflix came out.
It's not that old.
I know it was like 2014 or
I don't remember what year it launched, and I don't feel like googling it, but it's not that old. But the point is that they have stood behind it and they have pushed it. PlayStation, on the other hand, I wonder if they're gonna push
it or not. I don't think that it's because they don't care. They make enough money.
I ain't never seen a post about PlayStation Now, ever.
Because I don't know why, but I feel like PlayStation like is stuck up. Like, I don't know.
They do seem like the stuck up console.
Yeah, they...
Like, huh, we don't have to advertise. You're going to play us anyway.
Yeah, for real. Like,
you ain't heard of us? Ask your friends. You know, that type of deal. Yeah, you're right. You're right. They do.
Like, PlayStation is not exactly like.
What?
It's not exactly like. PlayStation is not exactly fancy, but it acts fancy. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. They do seem like the more stuck up of consoles, but it does. PlayStation seems stuck up. Xbox seems like the party.
Yeah, the party.
The partier. And then Nintendo seems like the little kid.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, it does. But let's just see if they. I think if they push this, it could be something. If they like push it and they.
But they don't make memes because they feel fancier.
No, I don't think they do memes. But if they push this and they'll bring some good content and give people, you know, kind of, you know, what they want. But I have to wait and see the games that they put on it. I'm going to get it regardless for 3 months off back, even if they put crap on
it. When are you getting it?
I'm going to. Whenever it comes out.
Hasn't come out yet?
I think it launches next month.
Next month?
Yeah.
Oh, next month.
Which we're at the end of this month.
Yeah, we're at the end of this
yeah,
month.
Yeah, so, yeah, it launches next month. I think. Maybe. Maybe it was in May even, but I don't know. But when it does launch, I will try it out for 3 months, even if it's complete crap. But I don't think it's going to be crap. I think they're going to put some quality stuff
games
on it.
On there.
I mean, they have
if
plenty
they play,
of I mean, The Last of Us, God of War. I mean, some of the Gran Turismos.
If they put Fallout in there, I'll play
stuff.
It.
Well, Fallout's a third-party game. That's Bethesda, so that's Xbox. Yeah.
You're saying it won't be on there?
No. It won't be on there.
Okay,
no.
Then
this is going to be probably some third-party games.
Okay, Final Fantasy?
Might get Final Fantasy VII.
Then, yeah, I'll play it.
They might.
Because I really enjoy Final Fantasy VII.
I wonder if they're going to bring like Final Fantasy VII Integrated. I don't know. Okay.
Wait, Final Fantasy VII is the one that
it's
was
the last
like,
one
from the beginning?
Well, that's the remake. Final Fantasy VII Remake was the one you're thinking about.
Last one I played?
What was the last? No, you played. The last one you played was like Final Fantasy
15? Yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
that was the last one you
played. I never played Final Fantasy
VII. Yeah,
seven.
Which you would like that, I think.
I don't know. I can't stand the. I'm trying to play the old Final Fantasy, and it was interesting. I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't enjoy it.
All right, Em, well, let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk some Halo and some news.
Okay.
All right. See you in a minute. Listen to this wonderful ad. And we're back. So, Em, guess what I watched? And you should know because I told you right before the break. I watched the second episode of Halo.
I made a face.
I know you made a face.
You know, I met people that were actually mad about the whole thing. Like,
what are they mad about?
They're mad about the whole unmasking.
Master Chief.
Masking Master Chief.
Taking his helmet off.
Yeah.
Yeah, people kind of salty about that.
I didn't think it was a thing. I thought you were just being petty. No, I'm not being petty.
It's a thing. Yeah, it's a thing. So I watched the second episode. It's it's a good show. It's a good show. The whole helmet off thing is growing on me slowly. Mm-hmm. It's growing on me.
Did they do that in the first episode? They took his helmet off.
That's what I was saying. Remember, that was my spoiler in the first episode.
Oh, I thought you were saying throughout the series, he's like, or the end of it, he was like,
no, it wasn't. They didn't even make it dramatic. They did like an everyday thing. Now he just walks around with no helmet on, and you know,
basic white guy.
Yeah, although I do recognize him now. He played in season 2 of The Wire, which is one of my favorite shows of all time. He was like a main character in season 2, but he was a lot younger then. Mm. So yeah, I do recognize. I think his name's Pablo something. I'm such bad at research.
Such bad at research.
I need bad grammar when I say that. Such bad at research. I meant what I said. Because it's, I don't know. I don't be having an actor's name or nothing. You know. But his first name is like Pablo.
Which is played by. I don't know.
Didn't write that in my notes. His name's like Pablo something. I don't remember his last name. But it's growing on me.
It's a good show, you said?
It's a good show. If I can just get the video games out of my head, it'll be a better show. You know what I mean?
So, would you recommend it to someone that's never played Halo?
No, I still don't. No. If you never play Halo, stay away from this show. No. It's a lot better sci-fi shows out there that aren't related to video games to watch. But
oh, you're saying like it's just an add-on?
Yeah, it's just an add-on. But yeah.
It's not good enough to be if a single thing. If this wasn't thing. Halo, they can't become a franchise.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because of Halo, it is a franchise. What do you mean?
No, okay, it can't.
You mean if it wasn't Halo?
Yeah,
they just released this. Yeah, game, I don't know about. Wow. I don't know if I'll be watching it all like that, you know. But it's
Let's say it was the other way around. Like, okay. The movie came out, and then Halo became
the show
a game.
Came out, and then they became a game.
Yeah,
I'm like, why are they making this game? Why y'all making this game? What? Okay, this is weird.
No,
that show got canceled after 3 episodes. Why? I made a game out of it. No, it's not that bad. It's got a good story. I'm anxious to see where the story goes because it differs from the game. And because in this one, and maybe I just read the game wrong, and somebody correct me, please. But the what is it? The USNC? I thought they were the good guys. In the video game, Master Chief fights for, that's who, you know, what he's a member of. And they're the good guys. In the show, they kind of portrayed them a little dirty, you know?
A little dirty to begin with.
And maybe they were in the games, too. I just was too busy trying to get back to shooting things to realize, you know what I mean?
No, maybe you're too busy failing to shoot things to realize.
No, I'm pretty good at Halo. I'm decent at Halo.
I am.
I've
seen you play Halo. Let's not embarrass ourselves.
Why are you hating?
I'm not hating.
Why are you hating, though?
I'm just saying.
Man,
you're trash at video games.
You know what?
Like, you are.
That's true. I am trash at video games. But you know what else? I also feel the hate just resonating from that side of the table. And I don't like it.
I'm just saying.
Keep your juju over there.
My juju.
Yes, keep your juju over there. No, but it's a... it's a good show. It shows a very human side of Master Chief. And
so he's not this normal nameless.
No, he's not just a nameless killing machine. Like he has feelings and a face, and you know.
Stop giving characters that had no feelings and a face.
I know. I'm waiting for him to strip him down to regular clothes and just lose the armor, you know, and then when he ever gets ready to fight, he just puts on the armor, you know, whatever. But I will continue to watch it because I'm anxious to see where it goes.
Someone listens to this.
Somebody probably listens to this. Yeah, you didn't watch episode 2. You know, it's probably a part I didn't even pay attention to. But it's a good show, and I do recommend it for all Halo fans, or even if you know. But if you're not a Halo fan, don't. You're not gonna. It's gonna seem cheap sci-fi to you.
Yeah.
You know, but if you're a Halo fan, not saying it is cheap sci-fi because. The CGI is not bad. It's on some of it's not bad. Some of it is a little wonky, but
you're saying it doesn't make sense.
No, like it looks a little funny. Some of the CGI, but majority of it's pretty good CGI in it, you know, I think personally. So, yeah. If you're a Halo person,
I'm not the you type should be of watching person. This. I don't know. I'm not the type of person that can actually tell what CGI is. Because people saw the movie Cats. Remember that movie Cats that came out? Man. Well, I couldn't tell the CGI was bad because I didn't know because I couldn't tell the difference.
That movie was bad. Forget the CGI. The movie was horrible.
What was bad? Didn't they have that one guy?
Look, we're not talking the Cats. Comedian. We're not doing this.
Playing that? Like, wait. He was like the cat.
Anyways, now moving on to news. wrapping up the Halo thing. Like I said.
And the Cats thing.
If you're a Halo fan, please check out Halo. If you're not a Halo fan, don't bother checking it out. But if your friend tells you like, oh, it's cool and wants to get you into Halo, then check it out. Yeah. I guess that's yeah.
Even though it has nothing to do with the games and it wouldn't technically get you into Halo. But
yeah, okay. It won't technically get you into Halo, but it'd be, you know. But hey, just think about it. If you checked it out that way before you played the games, you won't be upset about the helmet thing at all.
Yeah.
Actually, might be upset with the games because he never takes off his helmet. Think about that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right, news?
That's how we're growing up, people.
What?
That's how we're growing up, people. They're going to be like, wow, remember, I know what Master Chief looks like. He's some bald-ass white guy.
Yeah,
what?
I know. My kids, I know. Anyways, okay. All right, so first bit of news here. Oh, you're going to be sad, Em.
What?
Zelda Breath of the Wild got delayed.
I don't care. What?
I don't know. I just like saying stuff that you don't care about, so you give me that look like, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, they delayed Breath of the Wild 2 for a year.
I haven't played Breath of the Wild in my life.
So you know what that means. If Breath of the Wild 2 ain't coming out this year, you know what that means? Elden Ring's the game of the year.
Oh, yeah. Elden Ring probably is the game of the year. I'm not even going to lie. Like, it really is.
Oh, hands down. That's mine. Hands down. I don't even need hands down. Ain't nothing coming out this year.
Has there ever been a game that you've enjoyed this much?
Outside like a Grand Theft Auto?
Yes.
Like GTAs? Not in my... Gardens of the Galaxy last year. Remember, I played
You're kidding me.
That was good. Remember, I played it straight through. Hardcore. I was on that game.
Okay,
that was very enjoyable.
I mean,
Gardens of the Galaxy last year.
It's okay.
Yep. So, all right. So, yeah, they delayed Breath of the Wild, too. So, that would be coming out spring of 2023 now. I don't even think.
2020.
Oh. Yeah, that's just next year.
I 2023. I thought it was 2021.
I don't even think they originally gave it a date, but
yeah,
2023 now. So, Wolverine, they make, they make boots, like work boots, Wolverine. They're called Wolverine boots, you know? I know you don't know that, but
yeah, I don't know.
Well, they teamed up with Microsoft, and they made Halo boots, Halo-themed combat boots.
Oh, I would wear that. That's so cute.
Well, you can't get a pair because
why?
Resellers have gobbled them all up.
$300 online?
No, try $2,500. That's how much they're going, as much as $2,500 online.
Yep, good. I don't need a pair that much.
Yeah, I know. Originally, they retailed for $250, but now they're... $2,500, so 10 times as much.
Resell. That's what happened whenever mics were in
During the quarantine.
During quarantine.
You like a Blue Yeti's like $400.
Yeah, or online it was.
Yeah, online, you know. But I found some. Remember at the local Best Buy, I had them, my local Best Buy. But a lot of people were hitting
me
up.
He was like, the guy warned you. He was like, oh, they're taking them.
Yeah, remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, you remember we went to the Best Buy and I was picking out, I think, what were we getting? Oh, your snowball.
Yeah, my snowball.
And that guy like calls me. He's like, pulls me to the side. Oh, yeah, people are... taking these
and reselling them.
Yeah, like it's the Underground Railroad of mics, you know. Like, what? Meet me in the alley in the back.
That does not sound good. I'm so sorry.
I'm out of Blue Yetis, but I got the minis though. All right, next story up. Anyways, back to that real quick though. That's messed up. I'm in the sneaker culture too. I can't stand with resellers, man. I really despise
some
these
people. Gotta make bank.
I know. I don't. It
you
just
hate
sucks.
Them, but they like. You
but
can't
it just
hate.
Sucks that
don't hate the player, hate the game.
I know, but it just sucks that these Halo boots are for true fans, and true fans will never get to get them now because
you never know if you're desperate.
I mean,
enough.
If you're like a true rich fan, I guess you can spend $2,500 for a pair of Wolverine boots, you know, Halo theme. But
yeah, but if you're playing,
nobody doing that. Yeah, nobody doing that. All right, next story is
especially young kids.
Yeah. Gran Turismo 7 just came out.
What's Gran
Turismo? Racing game came out for PlayStation, a month ago, maybe now? So, it is by Metacritic, it is one of the, or
best.
The worst reviewed game.
Oh.
The worst reviewed game, user review. You know, you have the critic view, and then you have the user view, which is us, you know?
Okay.
It's the worst review user game by PlayStation. So, I read this. Huh?
Why?
Well, I'm going to tell you why. So, I read this, and I was like, so when stuff like this comes out, I'm like, I don't know. People just be hating. You know what I mean? Like, even no matter what side it's on, I'd be like, so I go do the research myself. So, I went over to Metacritic and looked at these scores, and sure enough. So, it literally has a critic score of 87.
You want to read one of the reviews?
No, I don't. I didn't get into all that.
Yeah. Any of the reviews?
I didn't prepare any reviews. No. Hey, look, leave me alone.
I'm just saying.
Anyway, so it had an 87 critic review, right? Mm-hmm. Which is pretty good. 87 out of 100? That ain't bad, right? The user review is a 1.7. A 1.
Out of 100?
Excuse me. I know I just static the mic with that one. A 1. 0.7. Yeah.
Out of 100?
Out of 100. That's crazy.
That's horrible. What'd the game do?
Look, this is purely reporting. I'm not hating on the game. I never played the game. I'm not into Gran Turismo like that. But some of the things cited was the microtransactions in the game. You know, like they made you buy different things and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Once you already bought the game, you know, you have to buy cars.
Oh, I think buy the car, to win.
It wasn't pay to win, but it's just like you want better cars, you got to buy it.
And yeah, pay to win.
But it wasn't pay to win. It was just you can win with cars you got, but if you want cooler cars, you know, and I think the prices of them were really high. And another thing was like the grind. The game is a grind, which I know it has like
some
a
people
license.
Some people enjoy grind, but like.
And some people don't. And I know it has like a license system in it where you can't, it's a couple of licenses in the game. Like you can't progress or do anything unless you go get this license. And I heard the license were kind of difficult to get or whatever. I don't know. This is all hearsay. So that was two things cited in the article why the users were scoring it so low. But I also think it was a victim of what they call review bombing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you heard of that, right?
Where no.
A bunch of, it's,
I'm sure know. I've heard. I've
well,
seen
a bunch
it before,
of, yeah,
but
a bunch
I don't.
Of people get together and decide, you know, even though it might be a good game or whatever. Oh, this game sucks and just starts giving it low scores just to run down the score.
Yeah.
So it might have been a victim of that too. But yeah, regardless, it's the lowest by Metacritic, the lowest. Yeah. So Gran Turismo 7, which I know somebody that plays this and he loves it. So, you know.
That's
but
weird.
Don't go by Metacritic scores. Play what you like. You know?
Go by critic scores. Or actually, sometimes user scores are necessary.
Yeah, some, but just play what you like. Just play what you like. So, So, while we're on bad games, Marvel Avengers.
Didn't you play that?
I tried.
It wasn't that bad.
It was bad. I didn't like it. It was bad. But, so they have a bug in the game now, right? And the only way you can fix the bug, if you delete all your progress.
Really?
Yeah. that's what this game is.
Wasn't
right
that
now.
Game with Kamala and stuff?
Yeah. You know, Marvel.
That's
yeah.
not. I heard they were making a movie off that or a series off Kamala.
Yeah, they are. It's coming on. Is it Disney Plus?
We should talk
yeah.
about that next week.
Yeah, I'll look up the info. Okay. You can talk about it. How about you do the research? How about that?
I would love to.
So Marvel Avengers. So the only way you can fix this bug is. Start all over
they
again.
Said that
yeah they literally said that like
that's crazy.
They was like, oh, we're working hard to fix the bug, but the only workaround we have at this time is
delete your whole game.
Yeah, so the game makes me sad. You know why? Because
it could have been a great game.
Well, I play Guardians, like I told you, Guardians is one of the most fun games I played last year, and that's what it could have been. It could have been Guardians. I don't know why it wasn't Guardians. It could have been Guardians.
Maybe it was too like refined. Do you know what I mean?
I guess. I don't know.
It was so like the graphics were amazing, but like the story plot was a little bit funny.
The story. Oh, sorry. My phone's ringing. Sorry. Yeah. So I don't know. It just made me sad when I read that. How can you go wrong with an Avengers game? I mean,
there's so much story element, like,
yeah, how can that not make money? I mean, of course I'm sure it made some money.
A lot of money.
But how, like, can it not be successful? It's Avengers. Like,
there's so much story and so much to work there. Like, I don't understand how you could have.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I just don't know how it failed. I mean, I know how it failed, but it's just amazing it failed to me.
I don't
even
understand. Like, sometimes whenever I think of Avengers or Marvel and stuff, there's so much you can do with that it's impossible to go wrong. But they did go wrong.
Yeah, it went wrong. But Guardians.
I liked Kamala.
But then, you fast forward some months later, Guardians nails it. Nail it. Like, the game is so good. It nails it. Oh, well. Anyways, moving on. I'm just getting depressed now. Moving on. This is good news right here. Game Pass is getting a family plan. Yay.
Finally.
Yeah. Who keeps texting me? Oh, it's my wife. Oh, sorry. Okay. So yeah, Game Pass is getting a family plan. Finally. You know how happy this makes me.
Yeah, Nintendo has a family. PlayStation has a
PlayStation just, we just read what PlayStation has.
Yeah.
But yeah, Game Pass is getting a family plan. So
when is that
thank
happening?
You for that. They haven't really started details yet, pricing
it's
and all that.
It's just like something that's going to happen.
Yeah, but they said the family plan most likely will let you five people. It'll be set up like Netflix style. Mm-hmm. And five people will be able to on the same account.
So does that mean we're going to get the family plan?
Oh, yeah. As soon as it comes out, yeah, we get the family plan. So five people are going to be on the same account. And it will cost significantly less than having five separate accounts like you had to do in the past. So I am overjoyed about
that.
So
we'll still have our own separate accounts.
Just like Netflix. Okay. Yeah, just like we do on Netflix, you know. Same type of deal. They said it'd be set up like that. And finally, and maybe this should have been leading off the day, but they canceled E3, the whole thing this year. Really? E3, the biggest video game event of the year, M?
Oh, E3?
M, just
go. I don't know what E3 is.
Unplug your mic. Leave in disgrace, okay?
We're unplugging it.
Yeah, E3, the biggest video game event, is canceled. So,
why?
It's been shaky since COVID. It's been shaky. Remember, they went digital. Last year, I think it was all digital or something. And then they canceled it the year COVID hit. And then this year, they were just like trying to put it together. I don't think they was getting the traction they wanted. And they're like, look, we're going to cancel it this year completely, regroup, come back bigger and better for 2023. So that's what they're doing. So no E3 this year, which is fine. Everybody's doing their own little YouTube presentations anyway to show off their stuff. So it's no big deal. Mm. So
I guess.
All right.
I didn't even know it existed.
Yeah. So
doesn't
affect you, huh? All right, Amy, anything you want to add before we get out of here?
No, I'm good.
We good?
Yeah, I'm good. Oh, Euphoria.
All right, then. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Oh, I forgot my joke of the
day. Okay, you can do it at the end. Nobody here. Nobody's listening by now, believe me.
I'm good.
You haven't did a joke of the day like 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's because I haven't been able to get my hands on a joke. Like, that's actually pretty funny.
Okay.
Because I like to do the ones that actually make me laugh.
That's good, Em. I like that. I like that. Quality over quantity, you know? You could just put out a bunch of lame jokes every week. But you waiting for that one good joke. I got you, Em.
You saying my jokes are good?
No, I'm not saying your jokes are good. But I'm saying, you're going for that quality joke. I got you. I feel you. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. And don't forget to follow us across. And the train kicks in. So good thing we're getting out of here.
Yeah, for real.
Don't forget to follow us across all social media platforms at Audio Oddity Podcast. And don't forget to tune in to the podcast across all major podcast platforms at Audio Oddity Podcast.
Don't forget to rate it.
Oh, don't forget to rate and review. And yeah, thank you, everybody, for listening. And we're out.